Hi everyone, and welcome back to the second episode of our summer series, Inside Knowledge, Your Summer Catch-Up. I'm your host, Thea, and today I'm once again joined by Jim Lim, author of Whether or Not. Thank you, Jim, for joining us today on the second episode with you on our summer series. So
you're welcome.
In our last episode, we talked about the extreme heat wave that we went through in the UK in mid-July and why that was happening. So today, I want you to give our listeners some practical tips on how to deal with such extreme temperatures. So my first question to you today is, what should employers be doing to make the job in the office for employees more bearable in such heat waves?
Yeah, it's a very good question. And I think this is almost a moving feast in terms of what might be able to be done. Obviously, not every office is air conditioned. Although it may not be necessarily legally required, there has to be a temperature by which people feel comfortable working. And if there's no air conditioning, then obviously we look to other means such as closing blinds, closing curtains. This sounds a little bit obvious, doesn't it? But many people don't do this, and they let the full gaze of the sun come into them, which means when you get an extreme temperature, it can be doubled. I think we've all been there when the sun's been shining through a window or a car window, and it does. That's not what the 40 degree or the 30 degree is. That's measured in shade. So when you get it full blast, then your curtains, your blinds, anything to keep the sun out of the office space would be the working space should be the thing to do. As well as that, of course, you've got fans. Now, if you put just a little trick, if you put some cold water, very cold water, icy water, preferably in front of that fan so that the airflow flows across that. It's a bit like a cold sea, if you like, then that will double the effect of the fan. So fans here and there with a bit of ice water is a good thing. Personally speaking, you've got to keep yourself individual. So we're talking now supplying of liquid drinks, not alcohol necessarily. Water is a good start, and the sports drinks with the added minerals that are in there, the magnesiums and calciums, because when you sweat, you lose that type of mineral from your body, and therefore that's a sort of good direction of travel as well. It really is a case of keeping yourself hydrated, keeping the workforce hydrated, making sure that they're not being overtasked. And that's another thing, because if it was in this sort of heat, when you get very hot temperatures, then you know, you moving around doing exercise in any shape or form, you know, moving big objects, then you're bound to heat up even more internally. So it is all about keeping the body cooler, so that you can, you know, the body can maintain its give or take 37 degree Celsius area that we all exist in. If it goes past that, and certainly if it gets to 38, 39 and above, then you're going to be in trouble. So always watching for other people as well, see how they're behaving, because different people will feel differently with different conditions. So if we are going in an extreme heat condition, some people will suffer faster than other people's, and particularly those people who've got underlying health conditions.
And then probably what you're saying is easier than when you work in an office, but what else can people who work outside do to protect themselves?
Yeah, well, outside is a different matter completely. Almost the same things apply. If you're getting yourself in the full blast of the sun, then, you know, you're doing the wrong thing. You've got to be covering up your body. That is, if you are exposed to the sunshine, direct sunshine, because we start to take in things like heat exhaustion, like sunburn, and that can happen within 10 and 15 minutes. You don't think it's doing that, but actually naked skin will burn and increase the heat that your body is retaining. So in all of that, you've got to be aware of how you expose yourself outside to the elements. Obviously, if you can get into a situation where you're working in the shadows, better still, in some breeze, because it's very difficult to operate fans necessarily outside. So you find the shade, you do less exertion, you make sure that you're aware of people around you again that may be more exposed than you, and take rest. And the main thing, of course, will be hydration. once again. So, you know, you're trying to cool your body. And by the way, on the hydration, people think, oh yeah, cold drinks, icy drinks. Well, actually, scientifically, it's the other way around. You're supposed to be drinking hot drinks, believe it or not. This is a weird and wonderful thing. And I say not alcoholic drinks, absolutely, and not caffeinated drinks either, because both of those will increase your body temperature. But there's nothing wrong with a green tea of this world that's decaffeinated. That would do you the world of good if it had a bit of heat behind it.
Oh yeah, that's very interesting that you need to drink hot drinks in the hot weather. So thank you very much, Jim, for sharing those tips. Hopefully they will help to keep people safe in such extreme weather in the future. So thank you again.
Okay, you're welcome.